Welcome home, darling. I'm so happy to see you're finally back. You look so exhausted. Just come here and let me help you forget about all of that. That's better. You're already looking a bit happier. It's so good to know that I can make you feel better like that. Especially when you were so busy you could barely even respond to my messages. You did see them, right? I get so worried when you don't respond. It's not irritating to you when I check in on you like that, is it? I'd never want to do anything to make you feel worse. I just love you so much that I can't help worrying about you. Anyway, just forget about that and come snuggle on the couch with me. I know you already ate with your coworkers, so let's just relax for the evening. Cuddling like this feels nice, doesn't it? You always work so hard, and today you had to work even longer than usual, so just forget about work and relax with me. Oh, darling. I love you so much. That's strange. Darling, what's that smell? Yes, there is something unusual. It's definitely perfume. No, it's not mine. Don't you think I would know what my own perfume smells like? Dear, you're getting nervous. What's wrong? I haven't accused you of anything. It's okay. There's no need to be nervous. You know that I love you, and you can tell me anything. So, just tell me who you were meeting with. It's obvious you were around a woman, so just tell me who she was. Yes, I know you have female coworkers, but they wouldn't get close enough to you to leave their scent on you. I already had a talk with the ones that were acting like little sluts around you, so they know to behave properly now. This must be someone different. Oh, of course. It's that new intern, isn't it? I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, so what happened with her? Nothing? If it's nothing, why are you acting like it's such a big deal? Me? I haven't made it a big deal at all. I'm just asking questions. I just want to know why you were meeting with her. Dinner? With her? That's not what you said in your text. You said you were going out to eat with your coworkers. Don't you think the presence of slutty intern is something you should have let me know about? Yes, she is. It's obvious just by looking at her. She's the kind of bimbo who can't do anything except try to use her body to manipulate others. I've only seen her twice when visiting the office, and even then, I could see her flirting and sucking up to everyone. I'm shocked that you couldn't see through that transparent mask of hers. So, what happened while you were at dinner with her? Did she sit next to you and spend the whole time talking to you? Did she laugh at your jokes and act all shy? I bet she made sure to have just a couple too many drinks so that she had to call an Uber and make you wait with her. Am I right? Don't act so surprised, dear. I know exactly how sluts like her operate. It's a textbook move for someone like her trying to sink her claws into a new target. I'm just surprised you fell for her act. I know you always assume the best of others, but can't you tell when someone is obviously trying to manipulate you? Oh? You really think she wasn't trying to take advantage of you? You really think she was just being friendly? Tell me then. If it really was innocent, then why are you acting like you feel guilty? Yes, you are. You tried to hide that it happened, and now you can't even look me in the eye. You thought I would overreact? But I'm not doing that at all. I'm perfectly calm. You're the one who's acting strange. You're the one who keeps averting your eyes and trying to hide your shaking hands. And I don't know why you think I'd overreact to begin with. I've never been unreasonable before, have I? That wasn't overreacting at all. Teaching a whore like her a lesson when she kept trying to talk to you, even though she knew we were together, was perfectly justified. Besides, that was years ago. Even if I had overreacted back then, surely after all we've been through, a little thing like that wouldn't matter. See? You know you can trust me. I've never been unreasonable with you. Whenever you tried to hide something from me before, it was always about you, not me. It must have been your guilty conscience. If you feel guilty, it must be because you know that she didn't see it as anything innocent. Oh, no. Don't worry, darling. Like I said before, I'm not angry with you. Of course I know it wasn't your fault. You know I trust you completely because I love you so much. And you would never do anything to betray that trust, right? Of course you wouldn't. So she was the one who initiated it, right? She was the one trying to seduce you away from me. She probably thought, just because she's a little younger, she could make you fall for her. What a stupid slut. She isn't even that pretty. I know you don't think she is, right? I know you would never look at anyone besides me, but even if you were the kind of faithless scum that would look at women besides your dear wife, you would never give a vapid, idiotic, ugly bitch like her a second glance. Excuse me? Are you defending her? Why would you do that? It's obvious she's trying to manipulate you. Even a child could see that. It's obvious she thinks you're nothing but an easy target. She probably thinks you're gullible enough to believe any lies she feeds you. Can't you see that? I know my smart, wonderful husband couldn't possibly be stupid enough to fall for the lies of a manipulative bitch like her. Oh, dear. Did you really not know? Did you really think she sincerely just respected you as a coworker? This is always your problem. You're just too pure to handle all the evil people in the world. You think everyone is as kind as you are, even when they're really trying to take advantage of you. But no matter. That's why I'm here to protect you. You clearly can't handle those horrible people yourself, so I can handle them for you. No, I won't do anything too drastic. I'll just have a little chat with her the next time I visit you at the office. Let's see. Oh, yes. I'll bring you your lunch tomorrow, and I can make it clear to her then. Why shouldn't I do that? What's wrong with a wife confronting the whore that's trying to steal her husband? What? Why don't you want me around the office? That's not true. I don't come by too often at all. Yes, of course I come by more often than their spouses. Our love is far stronger than theirs, so it's only natural. And besides, if I didn't check on you so often, you'd be in danger of being manipulated even more. Really? You don't think any of them are trying to manipulate you? Oh, darling. Your purity is what I love about you, but it hurts to see how naive you are sometimes. Of course they're trying to trick you. It's only natural, though. You're by far the kindest and most hardworking person there. Those are wonderful qualities, but it also makes you very vulnerable. No, darling. Even though they act like your friends, that doesn't mean you can trust them outside of work. Didn't you notice that they make you pay for group lunches more often than anyone else? Or that you're always the first person they turn to when there's a problem? None of that is an accident. They know you're too nice to refuse, so they take advantage of you every time. I know you want to be a good friend, but you can't let them lie and take advantage of you like that. You know you can trust me more than them, right? I don't talk shit behind your back like they do. I hear it every time I visit you at the office. They're always whispering about how easy you are to manipulate, how they purposefully slack off because they know you'll do the work instead. If only you could hear the nasty words they use to describe you. It is true, darling. Every time your back is turned, they're laughing at you. If you only knew what they really felt behind their masks, how they're just waiting to stab you in the back the minute you're no longer useful to them. That's why you have to trust me. I'm the one who cares about you the most. I would never say such awful, thoughtless things. I would never call you stupid or worthless or weak or pathetic like they do. Oh no, you're crying again. Come here. No, don't push me away. Let me comfort you. I'm the one who knows you best. I'm the one who can take care of you. Just let me hold you close. Shh. That's it. Just rest your head against me and let me stroke your hair. I hate to see you like this, darling. It breaks my heart to see you hurting. I can't let you keep doing this to yourself. You're so kind-hearted that you can't help but trust other people, but they'll only try to manipulate you. You know I'm right. You know that I'm the only one you can trust. Here, let's go and sit down. You can rest your head on my lap like you love, and we can forget all the horrible people trying to hurt you. There, there. You're safe with me. There's nothing to worry about now. I would never hurt you or make you cry like they have. Just relax. Let me comfort you. You know that I'm the one who loves you, right? You know that I'm the one who cares for you. No one else does. They're just trying to use you. Just trust in me. Rely on me. Let me be the one to take on all your worries and fears. You understand, right, darling? Who is it that's holding you right now? Who's the one who always holds you like this and cares for you like no one else has? Who's the one who will always hold you close? That's right. Who's the one who you trust to take care of you? So, who's the one that really loves you? Very good. I'm so happy you understand. Just remember that, and you'll be safe from everyone trying to hurt you. And now that you understand that, I can care for your other needs as well. Sit up, darling. Oh dear, look at that. Just seeing me get down on my knees in front of you is already making you hard. Your cock knows that I'm the one who can take care of you best. Does it feel nice when I stroke it through your pants? Oh, but you're probably already frustrated after such a long time apart. It wouldn't be good to just keep teasing you like this. Let me take it out then. Oh, so cute. I love how it twitches when I kiss it. Your cock knows that I'm the only one who can love it like it deserves. Just remember that anytime those disgusting sluts out there try to tempt you. They don't know you like I do. They can't make you feel this good. Only I can. My mouth, my pussy, every part of me was made to take care of you. Just like this. Mm. I love the way you feel in my mouth, filling it up so much. I can't get enough of the way you taste. It's so good. Yes, that's it, baby. Just relax. Relax and let me make you feel good. Oh, it feels so good to hear you moan like that. Don't hold back. Let me hear your voice. I want to hear how good I'm making you feel. You're throbbing so much. Are you about to come already? That's okay, baby. I know you need release after such a long day. So don't hold back. You can prove you love me by just letting me pleasure you. Yes, just like that. Let me build you right up to the edge. And stop. Don't you dare come. Don't you understand? This is your punishment. You did try to hide things from me, after all. And you were so, so careless, letting a filthy whore get so close to you. You need to be more careful in the future. So this is a little lesson to make sure that you don't forget. Yes, that's right. You don't get to come until I decide you've learned your lesson. Oh, I'm not angry. I'm perfectly calm. After all, with your cock in my hands, there are so many ways I could make the lesson more painful if I was really angry. Understand? Good. I'm glad you can see I'm not angry at all. This is all for your own good. Looks like your cock has calmed down again. Guess I can give it a little more love then. Oh dear. I've barely started again and you're already throbbing so much. Maybe I should have waited a little longer before starting again. Too late now though. I just can't stop once I have you in my mouth like this. You can't stop yourself either. Even though you know I'm not gonna let you come from this, your hips are still bucking up into me. So cute. Oh, you're about to come? We can't have that. I'll just give you a little sharp squeeze. Oh, dear. Did that hurt you? Did being denied a second time leave you aching with need? Poor darling. You know I hate doing this to you. You know it breaks my heart to see you in pain. I wish it wasn't necessary. But maybe, if you really have learned your lesson, maybe I could let you come. Have you? Really? Are you sure? Then tell me, will you ever hide anything from me again? Good. And will you ever let any of those lying whores deceive you again? Good. And do you understand that I'm the only one you can trust? Good. I think you really have learned your lesson. I'm so happy, darling. I'm so glad you understand now. In that case, I'll let you come. Oh, no, not in my mouth. You're gonna come in my pussy. You're gonna release every drop of your thick, creamy cum deep inside me. And just look at how soaked my pussy is. Having your wonderful cock filling up my mouth always turns me on so much. Didn't you notice me playing with myself while I sucked you? All to prepare myself to take you inside me. No, don't move. Let me handle everything. Just sit still as I lower myself down. Feeling you slide inside me always feels so, so good. Darling. You fill me up so much. It's like your cock was made to fill my pussy. And just like my pussy was made to wrap so tightly around your cock. We were made for each other. That's why we're so perfect together. And why I can't let anyone get in our way. You understand, right, darling? Good. You can be so silly sometimes. But you're always so understanding and obedient when I ride you. So just don't think about anything else. Just think about how good it feels to fuck your loving wife. Fuck. It's so good. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. I want to see in your eyes how good I'm making you feel. Besides, if you keep your eyes on me, there's no way any other girl could try to confuse you and put faithless thoughts in your head. So just, just keep looking at me. It feels so good. You're throbbing so much. Are you already gonna come? That's okay. I know you must be so desperate after I edged you like that. Let it out. Let it all out. I want you to fill me up with everything you have. Yes, yes, come for me. Come for me. Yes, yes, yes. I can feel it. I can feel you flooding me with your cum. More, more. Give me everything. Darling. You came so much. I can't remember the last time you let out that much inside me. Kiss me, darling. Yeah. Just like that. Just hold me close and kiss till you can't think about anything else. You feel better now, don't you? I'm so glad. You've learned your lesson so well. Aren't you happy to have such a loving wife to take care of you? Imagine if you didn't have me. You'd be completely vulnerable, just pray for all those horrible people trying to hurt you. That's why you need to stay with me. Just stay with me and let me protect you. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, you can stay home. That's right. I'll call the office to let them know you need to stay home. That way, we can spend all day together. I'll comfort you the whole day, and we can have sex over and over and over again until I've fucked away all the pain they've caused you. And then, when you're ready to go back to work, I'll make sure to have a chat with that slut of an intern, since she's the one who hurt you so much. No arguing, baby. This is for your own good. I know what's best for you, so just trust me. I'll handle everything for you. Just keep trusting me, and I promise we'll keep our perfect life together.